Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Kyle Welter with us, and he's with Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you know what? We have good news to talk about.
We do.
The best.
We do.
We're going to talk about something that's outdoors, and I don't know of a safer place to be right now than outdoors.
Outdoors by yourself.
Yes.
Seems about right.
Yeah. Yep. So let's talk about this new project that Parks and Recs is putting together.
Yeah. So right now we're actually in the process of putting out some community gardens down at the Millette Park on 3rd Street Place. We're putting out 10 different gardens out there for rent. People can rent them for $35 a year. You're able to plant whatever you'd like in there, anything from tomatoes, zucchinis, cucumbers,
green
spices,
green peppers,
yeah, red peppers,
yeah,
all that good stuff that I normally don't eat, you can put down there. So.
But you know what we find out when kids grow them? I'm not sure about adults. When kids grow them, they eat them.
That may be true.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could get my kid to grow or to eat them no matter whether he grew
them
or not.
Well, you might be surprised because, yeah, it just takes that first try sometimes to make a difference because they think, well, Dad doesn't like those. I'm sure not going to like them, but maybe you could change their minds.
That's about right.
Okay,
maybe.
So when we talk about gardens, we're talking about raised beds.
That's
correct?
Right. Yep. So they're 4 feet tall.
Feet tall.
Four feet tall.
So you're not going to have to bend over.
No. So they'll be filled with dirt. Everything will be pretty much right at the surface there. So, yeah, not too much bending over inside of it or any of that.
No
big back problems from this.
Yeah,
so.
Good news there. And then how about the size?
So they're 8 feet wide. I believe they're 4 feet. I'm sorry, they're 8 feet long, four feet wide.
Okay.
Yep, so plenty of room.
And that's a guide for raised beds because you want to be able to, well, you're not going to be able to walk in these anyhow, but you need to be able to reach across
them.
That's
right, yep.
And so with 4 feet, you can reach from each side and get
in there walk around any side that you may need to get to.
Yeah. Okay, so if we're talking about gardens, that means planting, harvesting, weeding, and watering. What about water?
So we will have water access down there. We actually are in the process of creating a rainwater collector to use for that. We also have a mew coming out to pull a line over there to be able to water everything. It will be on the south side, which doesn't have water at the moment, but
it's going to be there.
Yep.
Okay. And we probably should back up a little bit and say where these are going to be, because you said Millette Park, and most people go, I didn't even know there was a park like
that. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about Millette Park. It's one of our smaller parks. It's down there on 3rd Street Place, right north of Sycamore Village there. So it's still a little smaller. It only has a few equipment out there. But, we're working on expanding.
But it's a green space, place to grow things.
Yeah, big green space. We've actually just gotten some grants to add some more things down there. We'll be putting a walking path in there soon and expanding that part.
Any, swings or anything like
that?
There
are a couple swings down there now. There's a slide down there as well, a couple picnic benches.
Okay.
It's one of our smaller parks, but it's the one we're working on right now.
Okay. So people could go there to have a picnic, just to find a green space to be in and just enjoy that. And I know that's not been used because most of us don't know about it.
Yeah, lots of green space, not too much shade, a good place to go lay out. There's never anybody really down there in that area, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing about Atlantic. There are many parks. People don't realize there's something besides Sunnyside and the Atlantic City Park.
Yeah.
And there's 10 or 11.
We have 10 different lots that we take care of. I guess 9 would be considered parks.
Okay.
Right now we have National Park in between the school and I believe it's Redwood Drive.
Okay.
And there's nothing
so
there
we
right
don't
now.
Think about that as a park.
Yep.
A walking space maybe, but
it is. Yeah, we did have equipment there last year, but it flooded, so we had to pull that out, and we've kind of been trying to figure out what we're going
to
do with that space
what
ever since. So.
Okay, back to gardens. Now, there's some people who say, well, that sounds interesting. That sounds, and now I don't have to bend over. That sounds
even more
interesting. But hey, I've never planted a garden. How do you plant a garden? So what are you going to do about that?
So we actually have been working with master gardeners from around the area. We plan on having a once-a-week seminar for about an hour long just to kind of explain, what you can do. We can answer your questions, help you figure out new things you'd like to grow. Just kind of go from there and see what happens and see what you guys like to grow.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes if you're growing things you haven't before, it's hard to know which is the weed and which is the plant you want to keep. So that's a good question.
Good planting times and harvesting times and all that. So those will be good questions to ask for the gardener.
So when, and I know this somewhat depends on weather, but when are you thinking that those first helpers are going to be there? When do you want to have these rented?
So we're trying to get these gardens out towards the end of the week, this week here.
This week, okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get that out. We still have to mulch around them, put the dirt in them, all that stuff. So it'll probably be a few weeks out. We're just starting to take rentals for them now. Hopefully within the next couple months, we'll have the master gardeners coming out. That's kind of going to all depend on what's happening with the world right now, too.
And weather and world, you're right.
Yep.
Lots of things that we have to make decisions based upon. And so you said there's 10?
Yeah, there's 10 different gardens. Right now we have 2 allocated to the master gardeners so they can grow their own things
and
there.
Kind of be a demonstration plot.
Demonstration boxes.
Okay, so we have 8 for rent, and you said they're $35 for the season.
Yep, $35 for the season. We actually will, we're gonna give tools out there as well.
Really?
To help everybody, so you won't have to bring your own tools, watering cans, anything like that. So that'll be nice out there.
What a deal. You've got educational help, you have tool help, you have water.
Yep.
The only thing you're missing are the seeds. Have you talked about that?
So we haven't really discussed seeds yet, whether we'd like to have the person who rents out the box get their own seeds, whether we're going to supply them. We just haven't got there yet. But
well, I'm thinking, people hopefully do want to choose what they want to grow. But I'm also guessing you could get a few donations from here and there. I probably have a couple of packages of seeds at my house.
We probably could.
That's perhaps an idea that could supplement what people might want to grow.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, on one hand, this sounds like a lot of work, but it can also be fun and rewarding.
Very, very rewarding, very relaxing. And, right now, it's not a bad time to learn how to grow your own food with everything going on.
Absolutely, yeah. Have food that isn't handled by anybody but you.
That's right.
Take it from the garden into your house. And the other thing I think, some people think, well, I don't know how to prepare this. I don't know how to cook it. Well, there are a lot of things grow in that garden. You don't have to cook.
That's right.
Just wash them off and eat them.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So are you a gardener, Kyle? Are you going to learn a lot?
I'm going to learn a lot this year.
All right. Yep. Well, that's part of it. Let's just, because we have a minute, let's just mention some of the other parks where people might go to be outside.
Okay. So right now we have, we have the big ones. We have Schilberg out there with our big walking path. We got a couple different couple different playgrounds out there, the RV park. We have Sunnyside, which is getting tons of work on right now between tree removal, new recreational activities. We also have Cedar Park down on 3rd and Cedar Street. It's a good, nice little park. It's got good equipment down there, a big chunk of different equipment. We have East Ridge Park, which is mostly a good walking path, a nice little gazebo out there.
And where's that?
East Ridge is out on 22nd and on Highway 71. Is that 71 there?
Yeah.
Highway 71 and 22nd Street out there on that corner there by the church.
Okay.
We also have Millette, which is getting worked on all the time. We have Nishna, which is in the process.
Mostly walking,
mostly walking at the moment. We also have Pellet, which is up on 20th and Chestnut in that area. We have...
If we want to know where those are, what's our resource? What are some of your resources where people can get information online?
Google is always probably the best resource in terms of parks and locations. We are actually working on a big walking map for all the parks. We're actually trying to link it all together so you could walk from one park to the next and all the way around. But that's kind of a process there. So those will be out hopefully within the summer. We're trying to build
before the major walking and being outside kind of activities.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's such a great resource for people for so many different reasons. And right now, like I say, I think being outside is a great place to be. And we've always been telling people we need to move more. You have activities or you've had in mind some activities on that move more kind of thing.
Yeah, so we still do have our New Year's challenge where we're having people go around just to our different parks and take pictures of different things that they can do or see around the parks. We got that going. We're always looking for new programs, starting new programs. right now, with the way things kind of are, those have kind of been put on hold. You know, we were planning on doing an Easter egg hunt for the dogs this year. That's been canceled now. So things are kind of up in the air, but we're going to keep trying and see
okay.
what we can do.
So on the positive note, if you're at all interested in even thinking about one of these 8x4-foot gardens, they need to contact you. And how do they do that?
Yep, they can call us out at our office. They can contact us on our Facebook page. They can stop down at City Hall. They can stop in at our office. There's
And your office is located?
Our office is right by Sunnyside Park there. It's 1200 Sunnyside Lane.
Okay. So get a hold of Kyle or Bryant and get your plans made. You may want to go take a look at them, but what a great opportunity. So thank you so much, Kyle Welter from Atlantic's Park and Rec, to be with us
today.
And until next time, let's think about being outside, raising food that nobody else handles, and just having a good time.
That's right.